Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, quotes a very interesting braisa about the concept of a hider mitzvah. The Gemara says, Ze keli v'anveyu, hisnoi l'fanav mitzvah, a person should adorn himself with beautiful mitzvahs, asei l'fanav sukkana, make a nice sukkah, v'lulavna, v'shofarna, tzitzisna, sefer torna, and so on. So here it says, they should have a beautiful tzitzis. The tzitzis means the strings. The strings should be very nice tzitzis. They should be beautiful. They should be clean. They should be white. But what about the talus? Is there an inyan to have a talus na'ah? Is there an inyan to have a nice the talus katan na'ah? Does such a concept exist? So the Rashi in Baba Kama Daftes, he quotes a concept of talus na'ah. That not only should the tzitzis be nice, the strings should be nice, but also the talus, the beged itself, should be nice as well. Rav Moshe talks about this in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. He says, why would you need to have the talus to be na'ah? The talus isn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. The idea is to have a sefer Torah na'ah, the tefillah na'ah, a lulav na'ah, a sukkah na'ah. Those are all mitzvahs. The talus itself isn't the mitzvah. The talus is a beged that if there are four corners on it, you have to put tzitzis on them. So what's the meaning of a talus? No, he doesn't understand Shitas Rashi. So Rav Moshe says, he's not talking about stama beged. He says further, does it mean every single ani he wears a four-cornered garment, he's not allowed to wear a four-cornered garment even though it's ripped and torn and old, because since he needs to put tzitzis on it, he has to wear a beged that's na as well? So Moshe says, when Rashi says talus na, he's not talking about stam beged, a talus katan that a person wears. He says, what Rashi's referring to is, he's talking about a talus that's used in particular for davening. He says, the idea is the talus that one wears for davening, that's what we're describing here, but not just a regular pair of talus katan that a person wears in the street. And he says, even though it's not really a mitzvah, since they're doing this for the purpose of the chavat tefillah, the chavat shemayim, there exists an inyan to wear a talus na'ah. He says, hakavonahi ba'talus shalovshin b'shas tefillah. And even though it's only a minig ba'alma, and not a mitzvah, even midrabanan, to wear the talus special for davening, but still nonetheless, since we're doing this the chavat shemayim, there becomes a mitzvah of hider. It's a hider of ve'zel keli ve'anveyu. So we see this interesting thing that talus gadol is different than a talus katan. That while by a talus katan, since we wear wherever we go, there's no inyan of a talus na'ah for a talus katan. But for the talus gadol, which you're wearing only for davening, that becomes a higher level, so there is such a concept of a Zeh keli v'anveyu of a talus na'ah. We have a similar distinction when it comes to wearing a talus into a bathroom. A talus katan, you're allowed to wear into the bathroom. You're allowed to bring mitzvahs into the bathroom. You can't bring a tefillin, you can't bring svarmin, but a talus katan you could wear. But the poskim say one should not wear a talus gadol. Why? Because since a talus gadol is miyuchad l'tefillah, so you should not bring it to the bathroom. So too, Rav Moshe says, since a talus gadol is miyuchad l'tefillah, there's a concept of having a talus na'ah, having a hider mitzvah of a beautiful, clean, white talus.